companies that recruit us for consultancy work have got problems about how to recruit and retain Generation Y. And so I think this work's been successful because it meets a need. It's theoretical, but it's also applied. It started out as Anglo-Saxon research. So it was the UK, US, Australia, New Zealand. Gradually, we've been, from our research with China, for example, we've noticed that the Generation Y characteristics are everywhere, really. I think technology is probably the heart of this thing. Everyone wants an iPad. Everyone wants an iPhone. Everyone's on Facebook. And I think it's this technology is breaking down what used to be national identities and national barriers. I think that we've got a generation that have grown up with digital applications. And that gives them a certain language, a common language that they can use to speak to people wherever they are in the world. Very few Generation Y vote. Very few bother to turn up to political. I don't know if it's the same in Hungary, but it's certainly the issue in the UK. People are bored with the traditional political movement. Generation Y are far more likely to start their own political movements, to communicate via their phones, Facebook again, and express different views and different opinions, which are very challenging for traditional political systems. You'll see in Libya at the moment, the issues that are happening there, it's because of the people carrying phones that they've been able to send it direct to the BBC and news media around the world. WikiLeaks, for example, I mean, that's a great example of Generation Y media causing chaos and havoc with traditional security systems. But Generation Y would expect to have access to information, even if there's a risk attached to that. There is an issue in the UK, and I'm sure across Europe now, about the shortage of graduate jobs. And we're having to reevaluate what is a graduate job. What's a worthwhile job? We're having to rethink that. And I think we're beginning to think, well, maybe you can be a graduate and a carpenter or a plumber or a fitter. Why not? And I think we're having to rethink these notions. But my research has been carried out mostly with graduates and graduate firms because of my university focus. I came across a story of an Oxford graduate who left the city of London to become a plumber. She was the first, you know, woman plumber that Oxford have ever produced. And she said, I love this. This is a great job. I'm my own boss. I've got a skill. I'm an entrepreneur. Yeah. And it's a better lifestyle than the city. Mm-hmm. The Americans call Generation Y echo boomers because they identify. They have the same characteristics, the same values. So they're quite at ease with their parents being with them, phoning in sick on their behalf and representing them almost like, you know, an agent. However, there is a social class issue because not all Generation Y have middle class parents who can pay their bills, have them back at home and so on. Or even who understand how the game works, how recruitment markets work. Maybe some have helicopter parents, some have submarine parents. You can't see them, their impact at all. So there's issues about equity. Generation Y don't worry much about online privacy. And I think that's an issue that will become more important over the time. I think there's an issue about identity. You know, who am I? Am I just my Facebook profile? I think there's risks about aspirations. People have very high aspirations about what they want to achieve. And again, I worry that the job market now can't stretch to where people want to go. I think I've also been grown up to expect a lack of routine. So they like lots of variety and change. And of course, the world of work isn't always like that. There is a great amount of routine. We all suffer from what I call continuous partial attention syndrome. We're talking, but maybe I've got my phone with me. Maybe I'm looking at a computer screen, and you know, I'm with you, but I'm not fully with you because I'm listening to what my message is going to be. My phone is ringing, and so we all suffer from this continuous partial attention syndrome. Yes, I think. And it's from continuous partial attention syndrome. The risk is that no one knows things deeply. So I never have to learn something in depth. I can skate across the surface, snacking on lots of information rather than having a solid meal. Great irony is that in years to come, Generation Y will pay money for face-to-face communication.